Champions. Champions.
Oh, I fucked up. There it is. The champions. Hello, and welcome back to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for this fine day, Tuesday, July 25th. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino. With me, of course, my partner and my other partner in crime. Game over, Greg.
You have a lot of partners in crime.
I got two partners in crime.
Yeah.
I got you. I got Tim.
What about Andy? What about Cool Greg?
Andy's my partner in lunch. Cool Greg is my partner in cool. And Kevin is he is the rock upon which all this is built.
I didn't say that about you and Ami's relationship. You and me smoked cigars yesterday. We were drunk as skunks. It was good times out there.
If you guys were not fortunate enough, or actually very fortunate, to not join us live for the live GOG stream we did yesterday. By the way, if you back us on Patreon, you can watch. Let me back up. If you back us on Patreon, you can watch us live record the podcast, which we did yesterday. Now, what you miss sometimes is that yesterday's podcast, everyone got real drunk.
Except you, Goody Two Shoes, Nick Scarpino.
So I was the one sober, I was the designated driver of the podcast yesterday. And everyone else really didn't give a fuck about me. So they made fun of it. But it was super fun. I think it was a good podcast.
It was a great podcast. Even though you tried to say it wasn't a good podcast.
The last topic
is great.
Was every single person talking over each other and me just doing this. Andy, can I get what was your impression? Andy's like this.
The YouTube chat loved it. Yeah. The YouTube chat loved it. Oh, what a surprise. You fucking Andy's on your side.
My partner in lunch. My partner in lunch.
Broke Tim's heart yesterday.
Tim got pissed yesterday because Tim had to do games daily, and I was like, I'm too hungry, man. Andy, you want to go get some lunch real quick?
We had
a full schedule that day. Shit we had to do. We had to record the podcast at 3. Kevin, don't do that.
Kevin's doing pull-ups on the bar over here. Aren't you impressed that that's how he loses all the weight?
It's great. It's fantastic. But it's also tens of thousands of dollars that are in here that Kevin's just doing pull-ups on.
Ah, come on, that thing ain't coming down.
Anyway, if you didn't know, Kind of Funny, the morning show brings you all the nerdy news you need to know every day, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be here. We're here if you want to watch live. If you can't watch live, no big deal. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. You can get this pretty much everywhere. We can put it in any orifice you want. Your ears, your mouth, your eyes. We've got you covered. Our eyes and orifice.
Your eye socket is an orifice, yes?
Cool. Then without
it's
eyes,
a hole
we can put
in
it
body.
In there if you guys want.
Anything you can fuck is an orifice.
Of course, if you're watching live with us and you want to give us a couple bucks to subscribe, you get cool little fun emotes, you get private chat time with us, you get entered into the giveaway, game every day, and also when we play games like Friday the 13th, you get to play them with us, which is super fun, and Greg has been playing a lot of Friday the 13th lately.
It's true.
I know because every time I walk into the office, it's like...
No, there's no poo-poo-poo. You're saying caca and poo-poo. Those are shit words. That's what babies say about
babies. Is that
babies.
What they say? Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's not the same thing, man.
Of course, how do you become a subscriber? Well, you can pay us your hard-earned money, or if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. You can give it to us. You've heard this before. I apologize, but I have to keep saying it because for whatever reason, Amazon Prime wants you to do it every fucking month.
I love your abbreviated Nick version of all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're very hip and cool.
It's just
You're a cool dad.
I read Reddit. There's people are like, dude, stop with the fucking Amazon
Prime. Don't worry
Prime
about it. If you listen
already,
to Reddit, we wouldn't do anything ever.
That's not true. People on Reddit have been very, very positive.
No, I'm saying, but Reddit also can be a super negative place.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. Except for that /r/gone wild place.
That place is
That's
very
super positive. I like
That's
that place
incredibly
a lot.
Positive.
A couple housekeeping pieces before we get into the news. Of course, Kind of Funny Live 3 is live right now for Patreons who are supporting at the $10 or above level on either of our Patreons, patrons who are supporting on either of our Patreons. So if you are not at the $10 or above level and you want to watch Kind of Funny Live 3 right now, up your pledge for this week. You can totally take it and throw it away next month, doesn't matter. Or if you're like, hey, dude, I got fucking bills to pay, I got 10 kids, I'm working at a McDonald's, I might get that Starbucks job one of these days. I ain't got fucking time for this shit. You wait a week, it's gonna go free to everyone. It'll be on our YouTube channel for everyone in 1 week. So just cool your jets, McGee. But if you wanna be part of the Cool Kids Club, like we are, pay that $10, son. And our last piece of housekeeping news right now, before we get into the real nerdy news, is there's a new Doodles up, and holy shit.
It's a good one. Real good one.
It's a
great
good
job,
one.
Zach.
Oh my God.
The classic, how many five-year-olds can we beat up?
How many five-year-olds can you beat up?
YouTube.com/kindoffunny.
Which is funny because I was listening to, you know, I'm a big fan of one Joe Rogan.
I know that.
I was listening to his podcast, and he had a similar topic where I think his producer brought up, how many 12-year-olds do you think you can fuck up?
Oh.
And I was like, you're doing it wrong, man. Because 12-year-olds might be bigger. 5-year-olds are all the same size.
Yeah.
You're not getting a fucking 6-foot-tall 5-year-old.
No way. No,
they're
way.
All waist high. I like your face playing. Like, bah!
Yeah, yeah.
And again, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, go watch the Doodles. It's live right now. How you feeling today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, ready to take on the day.
Good.
A lot of stuff happening.
You look good?
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah?
Wearing my new Ray Navarro shirt.
Brown man?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I want one of those.
Our friend Ray.
He's our special brown man.
This was an RTA. Don't, you can't say that. You can't say he's our special brown man.
All right, he's our brown man.
No, you can't. No, I see you're leaving in the phrase I don't think you should say.
He's our special man.
There you go.
Better?
Ray's our special man.
Better.
Because I think out of context, if somebody was to clip it out, Nick Scarpino, and I'm not saying they should, but if somebody did clip out saying he's our special brown man.
That wouldn't be good.
Thank you, Cool Greg. Cool Greg knows that wouldn't be good.
The inference is that you want people to clip it out. I think that's what you're saying.
Want people to clip you out saying he's our special brown man.
I'm not saying that. I think you're saying that.
I mean, I don't want them to, because I'm thinking about how bad it could get.
It could get
the only way it could get worse of them clipping it out is that if they clipped me out of it. Mm. So then there's no context at all
for
why
whatsoever.
We're saying Ray, brown man on Twitch, who you should go sub to as well, why Nick's saying he's our special brown man.
Right, right.
If you clip me out of it altogether and you just had a little thing of Nick saying he's our special brown man,
you know, part of just coming right up to that cliff, that is racial humor.
Yeah.
It's just you never know. You never know what's gonna happen.
That's part of coming up to the cliff.
That's part of the fun.
When you,
right?
Nick Scarpino, the comedian, go on stage and you get up to the cliff, you're like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know.
Gonna make some race jokes, see where it goes, see what happens.
We love Ray. Go support Ray. He's on Twitch. He's probably Twitching right now. Don't support him yet.
Probably. Yeah, stay
maybe
here.
Maybe like an hour, him. No, an hour and 30 minutes after Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Okay, sure.
Ray, and tell him that we love him and tell him that, well, you know what? I'll stop right there.
You can go tell Ray he's our special brand.
You can if you want. I think Ray would be fine with that term. Greg.
I mean, yeah, we're promoting his stuff.
I mean, he put it on a shirt.
Well, it's his name. You go to twitch.tv/brownman. That's him.
I didn't know that. That's
hilarious. That's why it says brown man. It's not like he doesn't just call himself brown man, but it's not like related to anything.
I would if I were brown. I totally would. Cool, Greg.
Let's see if he is up there.
Let's go into the nerdy news you need to know.
Twitch.tv/.
Or the nerdy news we want to know. Or the nerdy news we just like to hang out with. This is a story from yesterday. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to go into it because I think it's a very fascinating story. It's from our friends over at Variety. Justice League, extensive reshoots cause headaches for star schedules. Greg, have you heard this yet?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm telling you, I just popped into Ray's chat to tell him he's our special brown man.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's streaming Marvel Heroes. It's an ad, but it doesn't matter. I love Marvel Heroes.
That's fun.
Back to Justice League. Let's go. Let's get mad. Everybody get mad. Mission Impossible's fucking everything up. Go.
Warner Brothers and DC are spending big money to ensure that Justice League builds on creative success of one, yada, yada, yada. The studio, which had no comment on the scheduling trouble, is spending approximately $25 million on extensive reshoots that have dragged on for roughly 2 months in London and Los Angeles, according to multiple insiders. Like the Avengers, Justice League centers on a group of superheroes who band together to save the world. We all know that. The ensemble nature of the comic book movie and the fact that its cast includes several of the most in-demand actors working in Hollywood today is creating scheduling headaches that have prolonged the shooting. It's standard for big Hollywood movies to schedule a few weeks of pickups, but the cost and time allotted to work on the Justice League is raising some eyebrows. Reshoots, or additional photography, to use the preferred studio nomenclature, traditionally cost between $6 million and $10 million, and rarely have to juggle so many competing schedules. They typically last a week or two. Though stars like Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot, who play Batman and Wonder Woman, damn, the thing moved down, aren't working on any other projects at the moment, enabling them to be on call for the film. Other cast members, such as Ezra Miller and Henry Cavill, have been scrambling to accommodate the additional photography. Now, it goes on to talk about Miller and Fantastic Beasts, but I think the more salient point is that Cavill's issues are even more thorny. Justice League's Man of Steel had expected to be able to finish shooting the sixth Mission Impossible film before needing to don Superman spandex again. That has not been the case. However, as the new scenes that have been shot require him to jump back and forth from each production because of this, a mustache he grew for his character in Mission Impossible sequel will need to be digitally removed in post-production. Paramount, which
throw
is distributing the Mission Impossible
bone,
sequel,
will not Mission
allow
Impossible.
Cavill to shave the facial hair while production was taking place.
This is what I'm talking about all the time. You don't need to talk anymore right now. This is what I'm talking about all the time. What is what's wrong with all of these movie people and all of these actors? And part of the blame is on Warner Brothers and DC. Again, hire these people for a year. Just make all the superhero movies you want in that year.
Yeah.
Give me 17 fucking DC movies, release them over 17 years or 7 years, it'll be fine, I don't care. However, that aside,
yeah,
the problem here now lies with Henry Cavill in the fact that, again, I'm telling you right now, any movie exec or who's watching right now, you want to cast me as Superman, you get me in the shape and you teach me how to act.
Yeah.
I will be Superman and nothing else.
Yeah.
I won't do anything. I'll sign on for Mission Impossible if that needs to happen. And then you're like, oh, fuck, you need to shave it. Hey, Mr. Mission Impossible Paramount, I need to shave my mustache. Sorry, you can't. All right, fuck you, I quit. And I walk out. And I know where my bread's buttered.
Yeah.
And it's buttered with the DC Universe.
Yeah, because
I'm fucking Superman, not fucking weird-ass fucking mustache British guy in Mission Impossible that no one's ever going to go see.
I'll tell you one thing that might be a minor flaw in your overarching strategy.
Sure.
Here. There's no guarantee he'll get to be Superman again. We know he signed on for two more movies, but who the hell knows what's going to go with that franchise?
Sure, but wouldn't you rather die for something than live for nothing? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to die for something? Right? Because, you know, again, you don't understand. You're not wrapping your head around it. Because this is what I've said before. I'm Gal Gadot. I'm Ben Affleck. I'm Henry Cavill. Whatever. I get the role, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, whatever. And what I do then is I'm like, all right, cool. I make the movies. Everybody loves me. I'm great. I'm going to fucking die for it. Oh, they canceled the next movies? No big deal. What I tell Warner Brothers Animation is I want to be the voice actor for Superman and everything.
Yeah.
And I'll work at cost. I'm not going to ask Injustice 2 to give me $14 million. Just let me be fucking Superman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let me be Superman. I want to be Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
You tell me Kevin Conroy didn't live for anything? You tell me he didn't die for anything?
I'll tell you one thing right now. Kevin
he's
Conroy.
He's alive, by the way.
Yeah, he's still alive.
I meant metaphorically speaking.
Kevin Conroy wants to grow a beard. Kevin Conroy grows a fucking beard.
Exactly. Because Kevin Conroy understands where his bed is made. And it's made over there.
He knows on which side his bread is buttered, my friend. That is very true.
I thank you for you were right there. You knew what I was trying to say, but you saw me fuck it up. I hit a rock with my bike and I was down another trail.
It's okay. I started the show off by completely fucking everything.
Who the fuck cares?
Look, the fact of the matter is this is.
Yep, yep.
This story is being probably blown out of proportions given that everyone wants to hate on the DC Universe right now. Reshoots are a common thing. People were bringing up the fact that Rogue One was largely reshot. The third act was largely reshot.
Like, yeah,
it worked out.
Nobody's concerned. Are people concerned about the reshoots?
No. I think the story is
isn't it that Joss Whedon's in there and he wants more connective tissue? Isn't that what they were saying?
Yeah, I think overall that's what it is.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, like, ultimately I think people are saying, hey, this whole universe is trash. 25 million, are you crazy? This seems to be a big... For $25 million is a lot of money to do reshoots to, but again, this is not uncommon.
Franchise.
And the fact that I think that when a franchise like this is under the microscope, a lot of these stories get blown out of proportion.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
It's that I think the connective tissue idea, and from what a little bit of this article hints at, is that Wonder Woman was so successful to make it a little bit more like Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and I love Joss Whedon personally. I'd love to see him take that little bantery dialogue they do, those little like moments that actually stand out and make you go, oh, that's cool, they're a real team or whatever, they really are connected. I'd rather see him put that in there than not have that.
Me too.
So I say $25 million, small price to pay.
That's true.
Henry Cavill fucking over Paramount and never working with them again, small price to pay.
I think just not a great idea though. I gotta be honest with you, there's only like four major movie studios in the world that will hire you for that amount of money, and Paramount's one of them. You really don't wanna piss them off. Also, Mission Impossible, still a really good high-grossing franchise.
No, it isn't. Remember, they did Mission Impossible 2, then they've never done another one.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to bring it out, and they got Ving Rhames,
so
and they
crazy.
Got fucking Henry
it's
Cavill.
Almost
they couldn't
like
even
we
get
forgot
Tom Cruise.
That they're on their
they
sixth
couldn't get
Mission
Tom
Impossible.
Cruise back. They didn't get Emilio Estevez back.
Yeah.
John Voight not in it. Like, this shit sucks.
You that's a salient point, by the way.
Where's
shout
Emilio?
Out to Emilio Estevez.
Where the fuck's Emilio?
Where's Emilio, man? Did he get? I know that he got the stab in the face, but he could have survived that.
Did you ever watch the Emilio Estevez Martin Sheen movie that they put out recently? That was up for like it was like the awardy thing
about the. Didn't they do one about the Mitchell brothers?
The
guys
dad
that did behind the green door.
I'm thinking of is the it was an indie film where Emilio Estevez had gone off and he was a hiker and he died.
Oh,
and then Martin Sheen went and tried to follow.
That's right.
Hiker.
I'm sorry. You said Martin Sheen, not Charlie Sheen. Sorry, Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen did a couple great movies together.
The Trash Man one.
They did Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Yeah. Which is At the time, I was on my top five all-time comedies because of Keith David. Keith David is a fucking genius.
I know who Keith David is.
Keith David, the voice of Spawn.
He is. Yeah. He does the Marines.
Yeah, he was the one that, like, he got put in with them as the trash man to make sure they'd stop fucking with people. And, like, I remember Emilio Estevez goes to grab a fry and he, like, smacks his hand. And he's like, never grab another man's fries. And Charlie Sheen turns to him. He's like, what the fuck? Anyway, maybe it was funny when I was a kid. That was supposed to be actually really good. Emilio Estevez directed that movie you're talking about, and he directed his father, which was cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never saw it, though. Okay. Never saw it.
I started into it. It wasn't that great.
Yeah. It was like, what's his name? Robert Redford did that one where he was on a boat the entire time and doesn't talk, and I'm like, I don't need to watch this. I'm good.
Mm. Yeah, because we saw him in Captain America, so that was great.
Yeah, it was great. Clearly, that's my Robert Redford quota for the year. Next story. Oh, this one's got me all hot and bothered. James Bond 25 gets a 2019 release date. Not much here, just saying the 25th film about the legendary super spy will hit theaters November 8th, 2019. There's no word yet on whether or not Daniel Craig will be asking for his martini shaken, not stirred. The company said the additional details regarding the film's distribution, including international release date, its cast, and director, will be announced at a later date. However, some insiders believe that there's a good chance Craig will return for at least one more outing.
This
as
is the whole deal, right? He got in hot water with the last fucking James Bond because he was all like, I'd rather be shot in the face than do it again.
He was on a promotional tour. He was very tired.
Yeah.
And he said, it was taken, I believe, out of context, or else I guess he misspoke, but what he meant was, I'd rather slip my wrists than do another Bond film at this time, because he was very tired.
He just come off of doing
and
it.
And then his agent was like, hey, they're going to pay you a lot of money to do the next one. Get some sleep and reconsider. And then, like, a week later, he was like, you know what? I think it's cool. But there's a follow-up to this story, Greg.
Do it, because I'm going to try to find something interesting I saw on Reddit last
night. Go for it. If you, cool, Greg, can you bring up the next link, the IGN article? It says, James Bond, 25, Daniel Craig's return, reportedly a done deal.
Who, what?
There you go. This is from Alex Osborne over there. So Daniel Craig is reportedly on board to star as 007 in James Bond 25. As reported by the New York Times, two informed individuals who wish to remain anonymous said the actor's return is a done deal. Adding weight to prior reports that producer Barbara Broccoli recently secured Craig and is now working to get Adele to sing the film's theme song. Ooh. Yeah, they're trying to very desperately recreate the magic that was Skyfall, because Skyfall, I believe, was the highest grossing Bond of all time. Not to be confused with Spectre, that I think took a little bit of a dip. I love Adele. I love Daniel Craig, but I want... My problem with Daniel Craig is that he doesn't really want to do the role anymore, and it shows.
Yeah.
So this is my issue. I'm like, let someone else do the frickin' role, man. Recast it. It's fine. It's not going to be a big deal. Having said that, I do wonder what they're going to call it, and I do love when they have, like, it's a big thing for me when they announce the name.
Sure, you and four other people.
And the poster.
James Bond is dead, and they need to stop making these movies. All the money they're putting into these, put them into comic book movies. Hire all these actors for 1 year, make a universe in one fell swoop. It's easy.
If only we could have a comic book movie every, like, 2 months, wouldn't that be an awesome
thing? That would be awesome. I'm sick of them being, maybe we get two a year.
Like, four this year.
Bullshit. Justice League, I'm waiting until November over here. I'm starving.
There's Justice League.
Dying.
There's
Wonder
Thor.
Woman. We had Wonder
There's
Woman.
Woman.
I'm talking
There's
about
Spider-Man.
The good ones. I'm talking about the good ones.
I'm sure I'm forgetting some in there somewhere.
Ones.
There's Guardians. Guardians 2 is this year too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's five.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
Literally almost one every 2 months.
Here's what I'm saying, though, is, like, I think if anything, if we're going to be...
We got a Star Wars film. That counts. That counts as a comic book movie.
If we're being honest here, and we're being honest, we're in the tree of trust here, what we need to do is slow the roll on the Star Wars movies and make those go every other year. And then use the Star Wars movie slot to put another comic book movie in, because that's what we all want. I'm sick of waiting so long. These people
I don't
are
like
start
that
dying.
You're speaking for all of us here.
On behalf of Kind
like,
of
we
Funny,
don't want James Bond
on
anymore.
Behalf of Kind of Funny, stop James Bond movies, stop Star Wars movies, make more DC movies.
That is
Thank
not
you. We've
an
all
accurate
spoken.
Representation of the kind of the official Kind of Funny opinion.
I would like
Most
that clipped
here.
Out, and then I, but in between it, I want Nick saying. He's our special brown man. My statement for Kind of Funny, he's our special brown man. That's what
okay.
I want.
Okay, well, there's that.
What I was looking for there's is something that. I saw on Reddit last night, one of the TILs they put out there or whatever. And what it was a quote from Sir Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Is he a sir? I just dropped it.
I don't think he is, but that's
Mr.
Okay.
Michael Caine, of course, Alfred from two really good Batman films. He was talking about, you were talking about James Bond, Daniel Craig, the money they'll dump on him, right? This is a quote from Michael Caine about Jaws the Revenge. Remember when he was in Jaws the Revenge?
Yeah.
And it was terrible?
Yeah, it was bad. That was 3D. Was it 3D? No.
No,
was he in
Jaws 3D? 3 was 3D. Here, Michael Caine talks about being
Sir,
in Jaws
I apologize.
The Revenge.
Stop. Rewind. Yeah. It is Sir Michael Caine. He has been knighted by the Queen of Buckingham.
This is breaking news. Thursday. Congratulations. The Queen of Buckingham.
No, sorry.
Has knighted Sir Michael Caine.
By the Queen at Buckingham Palace on Thursday as Sir Maurice Micklewhite. I guess that's his real name. And this is a story as of breaking news November 16, 2000. So that happened.
Jaws 4 and the Revenge. Michael Caine was in. His quote about it was, "I have never seen it. But by all accounts, it is terrible. However, I have seen the house that it built, and it is terrific."
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Breaking news from the Queen of Buckingham.
The Queen of Buckingham. The Queen of Buckingham Palace is actually, that's what they call her when she's walking down the halls. They're like, "What's up, Queen?" Now, above Buckingham Palace.
I let you, of course, I have some Kind of Funny Games Daily. That's a show coming up next with Andrew Renee. Yeah. So I let you handle the morning show reins in assembling the news stories.
Yeah.
Very excited for this next story, which is titled Be Inside Harry Potter. Nick shorthands the titles. This one's called Be Inside
Harry
Potter.
I like to get people super excited. This comes from the LA Times. Says, find yourself in Game of Thrones Westeros or Hogwarts with Hollywood's new projection technology.
Harry Potter is me.
Now, I put this story on there just for Greg.
Snakes.
Where does your brain go?
I'm singing the Harry Potter song.
Does it go to ears?
I started the instrumental Harry Potter song, and then I put in the Harry Potter lyrics.
Here's what I imagine happens, right? Is the whole time you're walking around normal society, your brain's in this little cell. It's in this little box that you have to put it in, right? And then sometimes when you do the podcast, the door opens, and you just your brain just goes out
the
into the world,
comes
man.
Out,
and it's
the
just tentacle porn,
they go
fucking dudes right in the mouth and the ass at the same time. At an after party for the red carpet premiere of the seventh season of Game of Thrones at Walt Disney Concert Center, partygoers watched as Westeros came to life on a building before them, an icy visage of Night King loomed over in a farewell dragon soared across the hall's sweeping arched facade, breathing flames that appeared to envelop an iconic structure. Not much here. It's just really cool they could do this. And of course they went over to Hogwarts at some point too.
Sure they did.
But that's all there is. I just thought this was a fucking cool story. So that's for cool, Greg.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hogwarts. This is a fun story, if anyone still cares about Matt Groening and The Simpsons. Do you still care about Matt
Groening? Is it
Groening?
I thought that's how you pronounce it.
I thought it was Groening. Groening?
No, I don't care about The Simpsons.
Loved him
for the first 9-10 seasons, then just had to stop, and then they continued.
Well, this is from...
No judgment if you like him, that's fine with you.
This is from James Whitbrook over at IO9. Says, the man who brought us The Simpsons is heading to Netflix for a new animated series called Disenchantment, and it already sounds like it's going to do what fantasy... due to fantasy, what Futurama did to sci-fi. Announced this morning
that
the streaming service Disenchantment takes viewers to the kingdom of Dreamland, which is slowly falling apart into rampant disarray as its hard-drinking young princess, Bean, voiced by Abby Jacobson, goes on a series of misadventures with an elf named Elfo, Nate Faxon, and her own personal demon, Lucy, Eric Andre. It's, quote, about life and death, love and sex stuff, and how to keep... laughing in a world full of suffering and idiots, despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you. Huh, that's weird. Oddly reminiscent of what's happening in today's world.
Oh!
End quote. As Groening himself is quoted in a provided press release. So yeah, it definitely feels like Futurama-esque in how it's going to lovingly poke fun at genre tropes. I'll give it a shot.
Sure you will. You'll give anything a shot.
You know, I'm currently working my way through all 9 seasons of Overhaulin' on the Velocity Channel, so I feel like I can take a little
so
break of that.
You're not really watching
Hell yeah, I am. Although recently, I have been kicking around the idea of going back and watching all the seasons of Psych. In preparation,
one of
course,
shows.
For the Psych movie coming out this holiday season. And I say, you know what, I'm going to say movies, because I'm hopeful that they can just keep releasing one every year and then bring the show back.
Gotcha.
Because we all know that Dulé Hill is a pivotal character on One Ballers, right?
Yeah.
He plays the front of the house guy. Mr. something or other.
He runs the Miami Dolphins.
Right. He runs the Miami
Dolphins.
I haven't
watched the season yet. I don't know.
That's only one episode.
It's cut Charles, so I don't know what happened. I don't know what's happening.
Well, it's unfortunate, but you better watch to find out, sir.
But he gave him a job, didn't he?
Cut Charles works for him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Charles works in front of the house. He cut him as a player.
But he hired him right away.
But now they're firing other people, and Charles doesn't know if he's on shaky ground or not.
Oh, right. He had to go fire people.
That was the problem. So people are like.
Fucking ballers, you know?
Oh, it's so good. But. I'm just saying, Maggie Lawson, James Roday, get them all back together. It can't possibly take longer than 5-6 days to shoot the Psych movie. So I'm just let him, just shoot 5-6
Just do what I'm saying. Just do it for Nick, what I'm saying do for the superheroes. Get this, these guys, lock them into a year contract, and just make a million Psych movies.
Yeah, why not?
It's easy.
I mean, he wouldn't even need a year for a million Psych movies. I'm telling you, 1 month, you can knock out 15, 16 Psych movies.
Have you written a spec script yet for a Psych movie?
If I would you want, I'll write one at lunch.
Thank you.
They're so good. I'll just, I mean, literally, I have all the 80s references in my brain right now. I'll just go back and watch Stranger Things season one and just take all those, steal all those jokes.
Okay.
Why not? I don't know if I want to read this story or not. This is an old story.
Flash it for 1 second.
I just wanted everyone to know Andy Serkis' Jungle Book.
And you
still
hate
happening.
Andy Serkis, so you, still you wanted to put out there that you still hate Andy Serkis.
He's, you know, we'll read this a little bit.
I didn't want that. I was just saying we flashed it. You hate him.
This is an older story. This is from the 22nd, but it says Andy Serkis' Jungle Book differs from Jon Favreau's. Andy Serkis says his Jungle Book, Origins, I already don't like it, film is more genuine, is a more genuine adaptation of the classic novel and was shot using motion capture. A combination of bad timing and a bit of bad luck have the Serkis-helmed film following the hugely successful Disney version that was released in 2016. God, it was always, I guess it was last year. Loaded with an all-star cast itself, in addition to directing, Serkis will star as Baloo, alongside Benedict Cumberbatch as Shere Khan, Christian Bale as Bagheera, Kate Blanchett as Ka, and Naomi Harris as Nisha.
Who the fuck cares this much about Jungle Book that we need Origins?
I don't know. I don't know. There's more to this story, but you know, I didn't even bother reading it.
Stop making these more Jungle and Books. Make more comic book movies.
This reminds me of the era when, I believe in like the late 80s, early 90s, when every time a studio would make a movie, a genre movie, another studio would immediately make that movie.
Yeah,
like Wyatt Earp versus Tombstone.
Tombstone's
and I was
so
like,
good though.
Oh, Tombstone's so fucking good. But they just kept doing that. Yeah. This is annoying.
This is annoying. Cool, Greg, this
John
is annoying.
John Favreau's already moved on, bro. He's doing Lion
cool,
King
Greg,
now.
Draft is he doing a Lion letter. King? Cool, Greg, I'm going to dictate a letter to
you. Yeah, go ahead. I need cool, Greg, write this down in graffiti, please.
Dear Hollywood, tis I,
yep,
Greg Miller from Kinda Funny. Once again, speaking on behalf of the company.
Yeah.
We have the following demands that will not end in the Dead Rising per se, but I'm just saying wink, wink.
What does Dead Rising have to do with this?
No, the Dead Rising.
Oh, the Dead Rising. The Dead Rising from the grave. Got it.
Fuck it. Let's get to tips.
All right. Let's read some tips, guys. Thanks so much. We have two tips for today. Still Alive Gaming is giving us a very nice, generous tip. It says, we just wanted to tell you guys how awesome you all are. Like I said on my last tip, I'm on dialysis. Sessions are long and boring, but you guys help me pass the time with all of your amazing content. Love you guys. Keep on keeping on, my friend. Dialysis, I can only imagine, sucks dick. So while you're out there, we're thinking of you. You're thinking of us.
Okay.
Think of Greg shirtless if you want. If that helps you. If not, if that makes you want to throw up more, just don't do it. Shotgun McPain has given us a tip. Says, hey guys, just wanted to say thank you for helping me through the day. My great grandma's back in the hospital, not doing well, and I also just found out her cat is dying, and we need to have it put down. Oof, that's gonna be tough. I'm sorry about that. Jeez. People out there struggling, man.
They're doing their best, man.
They're doing their best. We're here for you guys. I appreciate that. That's all the tips for now.
I believe we have a giveaway.
Well, we have something before that giveaway.
Oh, do we?
We got to give back to the community. We got to give back. People give us so much. We like to give back, and we like to give an opportunity to give to each other.
Yeah.
If you want to take what you got and give it to someone else, you can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriends. And nominate someone for a little section we like to call P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. It's your opportunity to shout out someone in the community who's doing an awesome job or inspiring to you or just is just a general cool person. Just like Mike Fenn did. He's shouting out the infamous Blessing Adeo Jr.
Blessing Jr.?
Adeo J. Jr. Bless is an extremely... Yeah. I just slaughtered your last name, sir. I apologize. Bless is an extremely active and positive member of the community. You may know him from being the only baby on the admin team for the Kinda Funny Facebook group. But for those that didn't know, Bless also co-hosts the OK Beast podcast and helps run the OK Beast website. Recently, he also put together a video for the Kinda Funny community to help brighten the spirits of Ryan McCaffrey after losing his dog. He's the real homie. Well, awesome.
Bless you, you're a good kid.
Good kid?
He's all up in everything.
Yeah?
He's in the comments, he's on Twitter.
How would you say this last name?
I say Blessing Jr.
Yeah,
I know
that's
Ms.
smart.
Blessing Jr.
Let's just say Blessing Jr. from now on. Your last name, sir?
Adeo.
Adeo?
Adeo.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't think that's right.
Let's spell it A-D-O.
I would do that thing where I say it and then I just run away from it real quick to make sure that it
Blessing Idio.
Nothing like our friend Blessing Idio Jr.
Yeah, it's smart. I tried to do that. But it did not.
Remember, if you want to nominate a best friend for recognition in the community, go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. You can do it right there. It's super simple.
Fantastic.
Great.
Greg.
Yeah.
It's giveaway time.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we give away a video game. See, I did the same thing, but I think there's a name below it.
I don't know if that was from, I don't know if that was
yesterday. I don't know how to put together the show anymore, so I can't even check.
Gotcha.
But!
Kevin.
We give away a video game each and every day. How do you win? It's simple. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now. But if you want three other ways to win or ways to win if you're not actually watching live, it's easy. Number one, subscribe to us on Twitch. If you subscribe to us here on Twitch, you get the Kind of Funny logo next to your name. Cool emotes.
Kevin.
Private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with us. When we play multiplayer games like I do, you get the show ad-free unless I bake a man. We're going to bake one in right after this, of course. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, that's a free sub you need to give away each and every month. They reset after a month, so you have to give it away. Even if you're not giving it to us, give it to somebody. Maybe Nick's special brown man.
What? Why does he have to be mine? When he does something bad, why is he my special brown man? And when we love him, he's our special brown man.
If you want two other ways to support us and to get entered to win stuff, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where at the $2 level or above, you are automatically entered to win each and everything we give away here. Today we're giving away Story of Seasons on the 3DS, but first, this giveaway is brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. You can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. No longer do you have to go to the store and wait for all these razor salespeople to walk up and give you advice, and they say, what do you want with this? You know, they'll send them to your door at a cheap, affordable price. How do I know this? Tim gets them delivered.
He does.
Tim's got a beard.
He gets everything delivered.
He's been chasing your beard for a while, but he's stepping up his beard game by shaving with the Dollar Shave Club razors and getting that nice tight. He gets it nice and tight. You're all shaggy up here. You could use the Dollar Shave Club.
I could.
Right here, too. You got the stubble.
No, I got it down here. I use it here. I don't like the shave up here because it looks too clean. I like to be a little dirty.
We should. Why did you wink at the camera when you said that and stick your tongue out? Why is your tongue still out? This is that's not good at all.
My brown man.
How much do we have to get donated or subscribed or whatever milestone? What milestone do we have to hit for you to lean back and let me straight razor or do the Dollar Shave Club shaver raise on your neck?
I will never allow you to take a razor to my neck. I trust you implicitly with my life, but not my beard, sir. Not my beard.
All right. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for just $5 in your first month box. You'll get the awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of that their shave butter. After that, you can just get the cartridges ship automatically. You don't have to worry about it. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/morning. That's dollarshaveclub.com/morning. Story of Seasons on the 3DS is going to someone in the Twitch chat, Lie48. It might be a sub. Kevin didn't update it properly. But Lie48 has won. It doesn't matter either way. It's Lie48. It's a Twitch person who has won. That's all that matters.
Fair enough.
Kevin will, I assume, message you here momentarily.
There you go.
I guess I could too.
Lie48, congratulations. You've won. Don't worry about it.
Don't start shit with me, Cool Greg. Yeah, you damn right you lean back. I love Cool Greg.
Story of Seasons, a quirky little game. A quirky little...
Have you played Story of Seasons?
No idea what it is.
Okay. Was it a Twitch chat member or Twitch sub? Twitch chat member has won. Lie48, thanks for watching live. Let's jump in for the patented 3-3.
The old three and three.
That means we're going to do three questions from the chat and then three questions from the subs. Then we're gonna start getting ready. Well, we're probably gonna hang out. We're gonna start getting ready for Kind of Funny Games.
Well, you got a lot of podcasting to do today.
Of course.
Adam Guest, 1985, says, I want to see Greg and Nick do Sweeney Todd, Alan Affleck, and Jersey Girl. That's a lot of references that I don't understand.
Did you watch Jersey Girl?
No.
Okay.
Did I watch Sweeney Todd? No.
Okay. I haven't watched Sweeney Todd either, but I watched Jersey Girl. In Jersey Girl, they have to do like a scene from a musical for the stupid like school talent show or whatever. Like it's like the parents and the kid.
And they do Sweeney Todd.
And the girl picks Sweeney Todd.
Now am I crazy or was Kevin Smith in Jersey Girl?
It's his movie.
He directed it, but wasn't he in it? Wasn't he like the uncle, the weird uncle?
No, it was
George Carlin was the grandfather.
Yeah.
I think maybe Ethan Embry.
Which one was he in that he played the uncle of the kid that like
Yeah. There was that Jennifer Garner movie he was in.
That might be the one that I'm thinking of. Chat, let me know which one Kevin... I just remember the scene of Kevin Smith, like, fishing with a kid. I might have dreamed about it. It might have been the kid that Greg and I kidnapped the other day.
What?
We're going to raise him to be ours, buddy.
She's going to be our special brown man.
She's like, whoa.
You missed this whole thing, Kevin. I'm wearing a shirt that says brown man, so we can throw that around.
Keem here says, my favorite country is Venezuela. Awesome. Thank you for that.
There might be a Venezuela reference.
Drunken
kind of funny Games Daily here a little bit.
Drunken Hope says, Greg, when do you make your wrestling debut as Greg the Massacre Miller? He pants for the win. I don't know what that means.
He pants for the win?
Hot pants for the win, sorry.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm Bruce Greggy if I ever make my
Catch and Release?
Debut.
Is that what the name of the movie was?
That sounds very familiar.
That does sound familiar.
Is that the
familiar.
Jennifer Garner one?
We're going to look that up right
do
now,
it.
Sir.
That sounds right.
We're going to look that up right now.
It's like a dating movie.
No, my God, this movie looks terrible. What is this movie? Yes, the Jennifer Garner.
Her dad, her boyfriend,
Jennifer Garner,
Tim
the Elephant, Kevin. Yeah, and then they have to like adopt a kid or some shit like that, and Kevin Smith plays Sam, and he's just cool. I'm gonna go back and watch this movie tonight if I can find it. I think it's gonna be good.
I don't think it will be, and I don't think you need to do that.
I don't think you know how terrible my taste in movies is.
I'm well aware Daddy's home.
Here's the deal. I don't have terrible taste in movies. I have a broad taste in movies. What is and is not acceptable entertaining to me is here. Most people operate in this little space right here.
Yeah, but you're out there.
Good,
wide.
Bad. This is good, bad. Mine is.
Sure.
I'm a wide spectrum man. I'm like a film cam. I got latitude when it comes to that. I'm a wide gamut kind of guy.
Okay.
It's a lot of film terms I just threw out there.
You like to splay the entertainment industry spread eagle.
I like to be spread eagle.
You like to just get
with
in
a
there.
Spreader bar.
Yeah.
Dark Knight 6678 says, "What are your opinions on the Han Solo standalone movie? I'm kind of meh about it."
Donald Glover, man.
I'm kind of mad about everything until I see a preview for it, and then I'm all in. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it looks. I mean, it doesn't... All the stories that have come out about it so far don't give me hope. But hopefully, with Ron Howard coming on, I can get a new hope.
Big ol' Opie.
A new hope.
A new hope for old Ope.
For old Ope! Oh my God, this show's a nightmare. Let's go into subscriber-only mode.
King Franchise 88 says, "You all heard it. Nick and Mrs. Tastes are terrible. It's about time. It's about time."
I didn't say terrible. I said wide. I have a gaping hole of tastes, is what I have today. And always. We're in sub-only mode. Mm-hmm. I actually did it for once. Like, for real.
Now, Rudy087 says, "There should be a weekly movie club like Greg and Tim have the weekly comic club." I agree.
A weekly movie club?
Yeah.
Sure. Fit that into our schedule somewhere.
You watch a movie every night!
We usually talk about it on Monday. Like what we watched over the weekend. It's kind of a Monday thing we do.
But on Friday, do you say, "Hey everybody, here's what we're gonna watch over the weekend"?
I can't commit to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta
watch. Shouldn't everybody watch Catch and Release? And then next Tuesday we'll talk about it?
Yes.
The first required viewing has been announced, everyone. We are all watching Catch and Release this week. Next week on Tuesday will be the Catch and Release review.
I'll put it on Twitter. There it is. Movie Monday, says the Steve9X. Ryan Santilli says, "Hey, Nick, have you thought about doing intermittent fasting with your keto diet?" I have. I need to research it more because I want to do it right. I've hit a little bit of a plateau in the last couple weeks, so I gotta figure out how to push through that. I always hit this plateau around 185, and I want to push through that so I can get into the 170s for once in my fucking life. J2 Jarvis says, "Nick's open to watch any movie. Quit hating." Yeah, guys, come on. Seriously, why are you hating on bad movies?
That should never be made. Comic book movies, you know.
That's true. Bizarre Monk says, "Nick, put these five comics in order from worst to best." Carlin, oh, comics. He means comedians. Yeah, Carlin, Pryor, Hicks, Chappelle, C.K. That's hard. I mean, I'd probably say Pryor, Hicks, Carlin, Chappelle, CK.
I've put out the tweet. And what I would like to
Pryor's
do...
Bad motherfucker.
The tweet is out saying that required viewings, first movie club pick is Catch and Release. What I want to do is compliment the internet on the fact that there was indeed, in the Twitter GIF finder, a Catch and Release GIF from the movie featuring Kevin Smith. Very excited. It's out.
We're gonna watch this together, and then we're gonna watch Daddy's Home again. I'm gonna point at you every scene that I think. I'm like, why aren't you laughing at this part where he
for
talks
extra
about
life? One of the things should be
Sonoma.
If we hit whatever stupid amount of money that you and me, you force me to rewatch Daddy's Home, and we do a commentary track for it.
All right, I love it. I love it. Yes, Richard Pryor died in 2005.
Some say.
Unfortunately, did you know that? Did you hear that? Fucking Michael Caine got knighted though. Awesome for him, right? Awesome news for him. I know it happened 17 years ago, but that was the joke. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We'll take one more comment, and then we'll wrap this shit. Pryor over Carlin says Rebel Bot Games. Yeah, I gotta say, because I think Pryor did more forward comedy. But I mean, again,
are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing though? Are you doing like who's got the more historical significance or what you enjoy?
Carlin, bro, I changed.
What's bro that? Like changed it, says Kevin.
Bro like changed it. I mean, they all did. I mean, the thing is, you can't. I mean, you can take both of them. They're both icons of the sport, so to speak. I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know that much about
icons
Carlin Pryor or Hicks either.
Sport. You know what I'm talking about? Do you consider
getting
yourself
out on the wrong side of the
are
car?
You, a
you know what I mean?
Athlete? Is that what you call
yeah,
yourself?
We are. Did you ever performed on stage?
No.
You ever gotten up on a stage in a Wonder Woman costume and put your dick really close to Bruce's dick? Because I'm pretty sure you have, friend.
I was out of the costume when I did that.
Were you sweating?
When our heads touched.
How hard was it to climb that table 57 times when you did that bit?
Come on, you kidding me? I got hops.
Were your quads burning?
Do you want to see me go straight from the floor
see your lateral
up to this?
Nope. Give me your lateral.
Nobody wants to see it. Oh my God, he's going to snack off.
Do not do this. That will break the table.
I would also hit my head on this and kill
myself.
There's
so many things to have. You'll fall over and break the LED.
I'm just going to do one up.
No.
Please
don't
do this.
Just don't.
I could do it.
Oh, I guarantee you
totally
do it.
Can do
the problem is this is not weighted. If you, the second
yeah,
you step on this, it would flip over and put your head right through the LED wall.
I'll simultaneously do it on this side.
Thank you. We both. How great would it be if we did it though? We both took off the corners. You know what I mean? Just went and then, just crashed the bike.
Go straight down to the comic book shop. That's what I'm saying.
No, we wouldn't go to the comic book shop.
I think technically we'd go right into the. Is the comic book shop directly below us?
Yeah.
Or is it the barber shop?
No, it's the empty spot that's over here.
Where's the barber shop?
No one's above it.
Hmm. That's cool for them.
God,
the comic book people must hate us.
No, they love us. We bring them free food all the time.
I almost went down
there and bought comics last night, but I was a little too drunk.
Cool Greg gave him a...
hunger too.
Cool Greg gave him that giant Zelda thing that was shipped to us, and they're like, well, we gotta give this back.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we can't keep this down here. It's too fucking big. And we're like, cheers now, bye!
We just ran away. They're like ding-donging the whole day.
Yeah, right. Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick, did you see the trailer for Daddy's Home 2?
Oh,
I have not, but I feel like we should watch it right now. I really do feel like we should watch it right now. We'll watch it afterward. Let's watch it.
It's 11:42. I mean, we're actually on time for once, I know, but let's pop in the Daddy's Home 2 trailer and watch that together.
Let me find it for you.
This will be the thing that kicks off YouTube, though, right? Should we end the morning show proper?
And then we'll watch it. Yeah,
and then
let's
watch
do that.
It with the chat. Then you read your subs. I'll get ready for Games Daily. Does that sound right, Kevin?
That sounds good.
That sounds great.
Perfect.
Like
all right, then, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? This has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. Thank you so much for watching. If you're still live with us right now, we'll end this. We're going to watch Daddy's Home 2 trailer, react together with it, and then Nick will read all the subs, the remaining tips, all the people who jumped in to help us. Remember, if you could sub or tip, it helps us out a lot. Please do. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, that's a free subscription you can give away. Remember, there's Patreons, there's all this different stuff. But most importantly, remember that right after all this, I'll be back with Kinda Funny Games Daily, so there's another show to watch, and all of this is available on the YouTube channels and podcast services around the globe. Please subscribe to the channels, rate the podcasts. Even if you're just somebody watching on Twitch right now, if you don't mind taking 2 seconds out of your day to go over there and do it, it'd be great. All right.
Cool, Greg. I put the Daddy's Home 2 trailer, or what I think it is, in the link right at the bottom of the document there.
Oh, and remember that, yes, required viewing for next week is catch and release.
Catch and release.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.